Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, Ngā Tanahira Tokowingwa. This is your Wātea News. Restrictions on trawl fishing, the creation of 18 new marine protected areas and support for aquaculture are part of a new plan for the Hauraki Gulf Tikapa Moana. Hauraki Collective Chair Paul Majuri, who chaired the Sea Change Ministerial Advisory Committee and the earlier group which developed the Sea Change Taitimu Taipari proposed marine spatial plan, says the 12 iwi of Pari Hauraki back the package. He says while the government hasn't accepted all the recommendations in the Sea Change report, the plan will go a long way to reversing the degradation of the Gulf. Standout measures which will require new legislation include a new ahu moana regime for areas near the shore.
That will set up a regime where mana whenua and local communities will have a direct say in the management of those areas. So if we think of rahu and the like, it'll be those sorts of measures, not just protection, but also utilisation as well. And really it's devolving authority and the say of our local peoples, mana whenua and the communities, into what happens there.
Paul Majuri says the new marine protection areas will be constructed in a way that don't exclude ongoing customary practices. A Māori education consultant says schools have well-oiled systems to prepare pupils for vaccinations. MedSafe has provisionally approved the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine jab for those aged 12 to 15. Cabinet will consider this month whether to extend the vaccination program below 16-year-olds, but even if the decision is made, jabs won't start going to teen arms until later in the year. Fetu Cormack, a former president of the Principals Federation, says more than 90% of children already receive the measles, mumps and rubella vaccine at school, and numbers are also high for the HPV vaccine.
Nobody's forced into these vaccinations. Parents have to give approval. There's documentation that gets sent home, and the parents sign off those documents. So children receive those at school, and they happen in Year 7 and Year 8 at school.
Fetu Cormack. Former broadcaster Derek Fox, conservationist Kevin Prime and academic Hannah O'Regan have been appointed for the Waitangi Tribunal. Historian Grant Phillipson has been reappointed for a three-year term. Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson says the new appointments reflect the experience and diversity needed on the tribunal, as well as his long history in the media. Mr. Fox has served as Mayor of Wairoa. Dr. O'Regan has led the revival of te reo Māori leadership within Ngaitahu and is chief executive of education consultancy Core Education. Mr. Prime, a Mototau farmer and Ngāti Hineko Mātua, has been a commissioner with the Environment Court. Mr. Jackson says Waitangi Tribunal members come from all walks of life and are appointed for their expertise in matters that are likely to come before them. And that is your Wātea News.